Clay Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by.
We'll welcome you back here. We'll move straight into it as the Volunteer boys are getting warmed up. We're about 2 minutes away from the Cook Foods of Ashland tip. We're here on the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show as the Volunteer boys are facing the 13-1 Sylacauga Aggies, but both of these teams come in here in area play at 1-1. Coach, we move into the A&E Metal keys to the game, A&E Metal roofing keys to the game. What are those keys tonight for the Volunteer boys?
Well, I think the first key tonight, Rusty, is the Volunteers, we've got to keep our composure. I mean, as you mentioned, we're playing a team that's 13-1, and they just lost their first game this past Tuesday night, an area game. So they're going to play here tonight with a purpose, and they're going to, from the outset, they're going to be trying to prove a point. So we got to keep our composure in order to stay in this game. And then we've been holding our own on the backboards here lately as far as rebounding. I think we've got to do a pretty good job there trying to match the Sylacauga team on the boards. And then transition defense is going to be very important here. The Aggies like to play at a very rapid tempo, so we've got to get back to prevent the easy baskets. And I think those are the three things we've got to do here tonight in this game.
Coach, the speed of this game could get interesting. I think the key, another key, you know, coming from my side of it, is the Volunteers holding this game. It can't be a track meet scoring-wise, because we just can't match the scoring ability of the Aggies. But if we can hold this game somewhere around the low 50s, I think the Volunteers have got a pretty good chance.
You're right. Not let them dictate the pace of the game. You know, we've got to try to keep it at a reasonably pace that we like in order to keep them from being able to expand the score on us.
As we're getting ready for these East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups, and we'll get the Volunteers and then take a quick break after we get them and get ready to move into that Cook Foods of Ashland tip-off. But we know what we're expecting here, but I don't want to speak out of turn. We'll see who gets a start for the Volunteers. Looking over at the bench, we'll get those coming off the bench here as they call out the starting lineups. Number two, Braxton Young, the senior, will get a start. You know, Coach, we talk about this Volunteer basketball team, a lot of seniors. Number four, Taylor Board, also a senior, getting a start as normal for the Volunteers. Number 10, another senior, getting a start for Caden Glenn. This is looking like our normal starting group. Here's the lone junior coming off the beach there for the start, J.D. Hall. He is a key person for the Volunteers for sure.
Played very well lately.
Trenton Glenn actually scored 27 up in the Christmas tournament, Coach, last week up in Cleburne County for the Christmas tournament. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back here with the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here with Volunteer Basketball as we get ready for the Cook Foods of Ashland tip. Taylor Boyd will be doing the tipping for the Volunteers against C.J. Franklin, Coach, an athlete we've heard his name a lot in football and basketball.
Right, very good athlete, and this is I think maybe the third year that he's been here on the varsity basketball team. But very well-rounded club that Sylacauga's putting out there.
The tip fought for, and the Aggies come out with it. Franklin with the basketball, right wing, guarded by J.D. Hall.
Looked like an offensive foul.
Franklin's going to get – that looked like he got by with it. There's a quick turnover, Coach, in the backcourt, and we're going to be called for the foul on the floor. But, Coach, he knocked Hall to the floor about 6 feet, and they didn't call anything.
Well, we mentioned we had to keep our composure here early, and I don't think we have.
Another open three-point look from the top of the key. It's up and good. Back-to-back threes. Joshua Spear lands one, and quickly up by six. And Braxton Young's going to travel in the backcourt. Right now, we've not advanced the basketball 6 feet in two possessions. And, Coach, they drain another three. It's 9-0 as Eric O'Neill drains one. Coming out hot are the Aggies. Young with the basketball.
We got it across, but it was a struggle. Looks like Young may have tweaked his ankle a little bit there.
And he already has a brace on his ankle. Young with the basketball in the left wing. Out the hall.
Yeah, I'm not sure Brandon's going to be able to go very long here.
And they look for Braxton, and the ball stolen away. And a layup and in on the other way, and it's quickly double digits. And Coach Josh Giddens is going to call the Poultry South timeout. He's going to go ahead and take a full. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
As we welcome you back, we break the press and get a layup by Trending Lynn, and the balls get on the scoreboard, 11-2. Right now, Aggies with the basketball.
J.D. Hall was able to break that press and get it to Glenn on that last play.
There's a travel, and that'll be a turnover by the Aggies, number five, Tristan Whetstone.
Well, if we can regather ourselves right here, we'll be okay. Their pressure is pretty tough.
I don't see how they can keep that pace without getting deep into the bench, though. And that was a good pass, and Caden Glenn just missed it.
Yeah, he sure did.
Like he didn't see the ball or something, like he was shielded maybe.
Well, all five people are going to have to be able to handle the ball against this press because they're relentless the way they're moving and pressuring.
There's a
good defensive play there.
Way up and in there by number 13, Joshua Spear, and it's 13-2.
And he's got four of their points. Right now they've got Braxton Young trapped in the backcourt. He's had to call timeout. I'm telling you, their pressure is relentless.
Right now we're not getting any.
We've got people running off to the other end and leaving the ball handler in a bind.
And that's what we're going to stick right here, Coach, for the. That's what Coach Giddens is talking about across the way. Trenton Glenn went ahead and went down the floor, and with this press, we're going to have to be able to use all five players to break.
Yeah, everybody's got to make yourself available right here as a passing outlet because they're doubling the ball, and, you know, they already have us in the size, and when they trap us, it's hard for our guy to get the ball out of that trap. And we need to look for the first person we can get the ball inbounds to. and then reverse it to the inbounder.
J.D. Hall beats the press on his own. That's going to be a key. Good look down to Glenn. Glenn shot up and good. Trending right now, 13-4.
Well, if we can get the ball down the floor, we'll be all right because we'll have them outnumbered.
I think the key is getting it in J.D.'s hands.
Yeah, the most times that we can.
13-4, the Aggie lead. Zy Newell in the game now for the Volunteers on the drugstore substitution. As he's in for Braxton Young, we talk about Young being hampered by an ankle. And he looks like he's hurting overside. He may be done.
He's in some pain.
There's a turnover and a runover.
Yeah, I'm not sure Braxton's going to be much help here. I mean, he's over there really curled up in pain. Well, here we are. We've got to attack this press once again.
And it's turned over. And there's a late whistle on the attempted block, but that'll send number 13, Joshua Spear, to the free throw line shooting two. And this Aggie team with a lot of seniors as well, Coach.
Yeah, they're loaded with seniors. Seven seniors on their roster.
He makes the first. Back to a double-digit lead, 14-4. 5:18 to go here in a Buddy Sports Country opening court.
Glenn now with eight, or right, I should say, with eight of their 14 points. I think we had a lane violation, but no, we had another foul.
Number four, Eric O'Neill gets called for it for the Aggies.
Well, that just sets up an inbound situation against the press.
And we get it up to Taylor Boyd. Boyd throws it in, and that was a pretty good job breaking that one quickly. Hall, good move to the basket, unable to get the shot to go. There's another turnover. Glenn does a good job of getting a turnover. Right now, the Aggies kind of turning it over at a pretty frantic pace. And
things have kind of settled in just a little now. If we can
the
get
three
our,
threes are the key difference in the game so far.
See how we can operate now in our half-court offense. They're playing man-to-man, so we'll be familiar with that. And we're trying to attack them in the post.
But they collapse that man-to-man and trap us down low and get the turnover. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound by Trenton Glenn. And Glenn turns it over on the outlet pass. There's something. And that's a good job. J.D. Hall, you see him get his hand on that ball to make him tip it. That's a smart play by Hall.
Well, right now it seems like every possession we get, we're having to go against this press. Why aren't we throwing it in on the end instead of the side?
That's a good question. It went out of bounds on the side. Glenn with a basketball open look for Caden Glenn. He'll fire up the three. It's up no good. Rebound goes to number two, Cordon Patterson. Right now, the thing they're limiting is to one shot on the offensive end. There's a travel under those. Coach, as I said, the turnovers right now is mounting up for the Aggies.
Well, they're giving us a chance to climb back in this game right here.
There were five turnovers. How many we have, Jeremy? 7-5. A lot of turnovers here with 3:55 to go. But they're leaving us in the game quick, and we just throw it right to them. They missed the shot. Put back no good. J.D. Hall with the rebound. And, again, Hall up the floor. Hall with a drive to the basket. He's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. They're going to say, I think they're going to say he was, they've got to be shooting two. You got it. And he will go to the line shooting two First State Bank free throws with J.D. Hall.
I guess that foul was on who? 14? I don't even see a 14 on the roster.
Hall makes the first free throw. He makes the second. We don't have a 14, so it couldn't have been 14.
Well, let's see.
I think it was four, Coach.
That's the girls.
I think it was four. I think it was number four, O'Neal.
Okay.
But we quickly get the rebound on the shot, Coach, and we're inching back into this thing, 14-6. Glenn over to JT Coburn drains the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer, and it's 14-9. This thing is looking a little different now. Braxton Young back at the scorer's table, Coach.
I'm surprised.
Me too.
But we need the depth. There's no doubt there. Things have kind of settled in. I think Silicaga, I think we've survived that onslaught at the beginning.
Oh, we had a great chance for a turnover there. And C.J. Franklin drains the three.
Yeah,
we just turn it over. That's just not very good. One person down there defending us, and two turns it over. I don't know what just happened. We run out of bounds.
And everybody stopped.
And we come back and get the ball and lay it up and in.
There was no whistle.
19-11. I think everybody froze, including the officials there, Coach. There's another three-pointer by Eric O'Neal.
Well, we've got to get out and guard these people.
Glenn with an open three-pointer. And it's no good. Did they touch it? They're going to say they didn't.
Caden had a very good look at that and just almost an air ball.
22-11 now. 5 three-pointers so far by Silicaga. That's the difference in the game.
Well, and, you know, we're playing off of them. We've got to get out there. We've got to get on the ball and take them.
And we've
got to
close out. We've got to close out a little farther, not just right at the free throw line.
That's right.
And here's one that'll shoot it. He gets a little screen and nails another one. Is that Franklin's third?
He's hit three in this quarter.
25-11.
I'll tell you what, they're on pace to score over 100 points here.
Yeah, we're letting them do what we can't allow them to do, and that's run the point total up.
Well, and we're giving them some easy shots on the turnovers we made in the backcourt as well.
Glenn with another wide-open three-pointer. And Glenn gets ran over, no call. Trending Glenn goes and fouls down court. That'll send Eric O'Neal to the line shooting two. But right now, Coach, 5 threes. Have they even missed one? I mean, they ain't missed many. Jeremy says they have not missed a three-pointer yet. They shot, what, 5 or 6? They're 5 for 5.
One thing we can look forward to, we know they can't keep that up.
He makes the first.
I've never seen anybody shoot 100% from the three-point line with more than 5 attempts, I would say.
Second free throw bounces around and rolls in.
He used all the rim on that one.
27-11.
As you mentioned, Braxton Young back out there giving it a go.
And he looks like he's moving pretty well now, Coach, actually. Yeah.
Apparently, he's already had an ankle problem with that brace on.
Taylor Boyd just inside the three-point line. Shot no good. Coburn put back no good. And the Aggies with the basketball. 1 minute to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. There's a steal by Zion Yule showing his quickness. That was a great move. That was a great steal.
Good steal by Zion.
Boyd with the basketball. Good look to Wilson down low. Wilson finishes it 27-13.
Good pump fake in order to get that shot off.
It was. The Vols have done some good things, Coach. It's just closing out on the three-pointers and some of the sloppy turnovers.
Yeah, giving the ball away on the inbound pass, them getting the easy basket that way. I think 6 of their points have came on our inbound throw-ins.
Right now the Aggies are willing to take it to the end of the period, and they get a good look and shoot a shot up and good by number 12, Trevion Wright. And that Braxton Young will get a half-court heave. It's no good. And that'll end your Buddy Sports Country first period with the Aggies leading 29-13. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We come back here and get things started, Coach. Share those stats with us as there's a missed three-pointer by the Volunteers.
Well, I tell you what, they shot 67% from the floor that half, 10 that quarter, 10 for 15. And the turnovers, of course, we've got nine. They had six, so not that bad in that area.
There's a missed shot, and the Volunteers with it, and we'll turn it over.
There's one, a turnover immediately.
And a good drive to the basket, but he misses the shot there to C.J. Franklin.
Great move. Couldn't finish.
Couldn't finish. Coach, you're letting them play. You can say that. There's a jump shot on the other end by Sarian McMillan.
Well, they're letting them play because these three officials can't run up and down the floor with them. The game's going so fast.
Volunteers with the basketball. Get it down to Hall. Hall shot inside now. Good shot and just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, J.D. ended up with a ball there under the basket off the flex cut, but he was, size-wise overmatched.
And there's a three by number 11, Coach. Now they 7 for 7 from three.
Yeah, Holtzclaw, we've got people coming off the bench hitting threes. Coach Joel Jones over there, the coach of Sylacauga.
And then Hall just dribbles it off his foot and loses possession.
Long time. He was a long-time referee before he got into coaching, and he was a great referee. Now doing a good job here coaching this Aggie team, wearing a bow tie, by the way, tonight.
Don't see that much anymore, do you? You don't even see that type of dress much anymore.
No.
Aggies with the basketball. There's a good drive, good look here for the Aggies, but it's turned over. Good job by Taylor Boyd still in the ball. If they're going to let them play, we're going to take advantage of it. Oh, that's a foul underneath. Caden Glenn drives to the basket. He's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. That foul will go on number 12, Travion Wright. Glenn to shoot these first eight bank free throws. Really needs to knock these down. And he does. There's a block by Taylor Boyd, but they're going to call a foul. Taylor got up there to block that one up against the blackboard. That'll send number two, Corbin Patterson. Who's that foul on, Coach?
That foul was on is L.J. Billingsley out there?
Nope.
Huh?
No. Braxton Young, maybe? Or Taylor Boyd?
We'll go with Braxton.
He didn't travel.
Never moved his pivot foot.
He didn't travel. I'm sorry. 35-13, Aggies with the basketball and a big lead here. After shooting the lights out of it, Coach, you might say, from three so far. 7 for 7. And there's a lay up and in by number one, Kenson Freak. When you're playing five bench players and are seniors, that's a good sign. Taylor Boyd with a tough shot down underneath, gets it to go. 37-15. Shot no good, fight for the rebound, loose ball. Aggies come out with it. Fighting between, and there's Taylor Boyd comes up with it. That shot was no good by Travion Wright. Up to Caden Glenn, another open look. Caden just having trouble finding his shooting stroke.
Yeah, he is. Missed the whole thing on that one.
With a wide open look.
And he's not forcing it either. He's taking good shots.
No. That's a travel. They're going to call a foul and bail him out, but I think he traveled before that. Seven for eight from three-pointers, character says. That helps, Coach.
Yeah, if you can shoot like that, that helps.
Get it thrown in the right. All the way in the backcourt. Three gets away with look like a push off. And he turns it over. And there's a foul. Is driving to the basket. Zy Newell. Shot don't go, but he'll go to the line shooting two First State Bank free throws.
Zy to the line for the first time tonight. Volunteers have shot. This will be their fifth and sixth free throw attempts. We've gone to the rim pretty good.
Zy makes the first. 37-16.
But, you know, they put this into a scoring battle, and when that happens,
that's what we couldn't afford to
have.
Yeah,
we haven't had the ability to score a lot of points this year.
He misses a second. We're struggling a little bit from the line, too, tonight, it seems like. You've got the stats. But 37-16, the lead here for the Aggies. Good look down low, and there's going to be a foul on number 14 for the Volunteers. Trendon Glenn, that'll send number three to the line, Sierra McMillan.
I think Trendon just picked up his third foul.
Coach, just a little drugstore score update. What was that, Coach? I'm sorry. Indiana leads 28-7 with 3 minutes left in the first half.
So Indiana's starting to pull away in that game.
And they've been pulling since they started in the playoffs. They ain't let up, baby. That free throw up and no good. Good drive by Coburn. He's fouled, lays it up and in, an undercut. He's got a chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That ought to be a flagrant foul.
Yeah, you run up under him like that, that's dangerous. They hadn't counted the baskets yet, but they've got to.
They did count it, didn't they?
They had to. Or he couldn't go to the free-throw line. He missed the free throw. Yeah, they just shot. There, they finally put it on there. 37-18.
And he missed the free throw.
There's Coburn with a steal and a drive and a layup and in. 37-20. Coburn, Coach, a younger player, but he's just a freshman for the Volunteers.
Give him a little spark here.
.328 to go here. There's a charge. He was out of control. Was number four, Eric O'Neill, and he'll get called for that one. Good call by the
O'Neill now with three fouls, and I think he's going to get a quick seat here.
Yeah, he'll get the drugstore substitution over there as Joshua Spear will come back in the game. They're trading seniors for seniors, Coach, every time they go to the bench. Almost.
Yeah, well, they've got seven over there, so plenty available.
Braxton Young with a basketball. He beats the press on his own. Over to Coburn. Coburn looks to drive. Coburn with a tough shot doesn't get it to go, but he's feeling it a little bit. There's a steal by Coburn. Coburn kind of picking up the pace and the play of his game right now.
He is. We just need to be selective with our outside shots. And we are. We're running some good offense right here.
Glenn with the basketball over to Young and without Hall in the basketball game.
Yeah, we're keeping them moving on defense.
Over to Coburn.
Good job. That was a great job on offense.
And Newell can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And that's number four, O'Neill. Is that his four?
That's four.
I thought they substituted him to keep him out, but.
Well, they substituted, but it wasn't for him.
That'll send Newell to the line, shooting two First State Bank free throws. And he misses the first.
Well, we need to make our free throws. That would keep us somewhat in striking range. Newell 1-for-3 on free throws.
He makes the second. 37-21. Ball's hanging in there, Coach.
Well, we're staying it right in where we could make a run.
Yeah, we could. We could get back in it with a run. There's a drive to the basket. Tough shot by Tristan Wilson, but gets it to go. And we couldn't get the basketball inbounded, and we got to be able to get that ball inbounded without calling.
Yeah, after a score. I mean, we just got to get it in quicker. We've used two timeouts now because we couldn't make an inbound play, inbound pass.
But as they take this Poultry South timeout, let's take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Part of the Radio Alabama Family Sports Networks on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lineville location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. Zion Newell with a three-pointer. It's up and in, and there's a Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. Big three-pointer there by Zion Newell. Got the shooter's roll, Coach.
Yeah.
39-24. Volunteer inching back ever so slowly, but there's an open three-pointer, and it seems like every time we do, they drain one, and Joshua Spear hits a three of his own. You know, something else, Hall's been on the bench a while, and we've been making a run without him.
Well, he's got three. No, he's got two fouls.
Coach Giddens may be deciding to finish the half without him. It looks like he is. And we've held serve right there. The ball's out of bounds off a Volunteer. 42-26. Open three-point look. They can miss one, Coach. We might have fouled them to make them miss it, but they missed it. Kinson threat, misses everything, and he goes out of bounds. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. And we turn it over on inbound play. Good block from behind by Taylor Boyd. Coburn on the run. Coburn kicks it out. Open shot for Zion Ewell. Shot up no good. Taylor Boyd with a rebound. Shot up, and oh, my goodness, it rolled around and
rolled
out.
All the way around. Foul went on Patterson.
That'll send Taylor Boyd in the line shooting, too. He makes the first. 42-27, 15-point lead. Really, Coach, that first onslaught by the Aggies is kind of, and we've kind of held serve since then for the most part.
Yeah, that caused the separation that we haven't been able to overcome yet.
And he misses a second. And they've gave us a lot of looks at from a free throw line. We're shooting maybe 50%, and that's not happening. It's like the Aggies are willing to.
5 for 11 from the free throw line.
So a little less than 50%.
Put those 6 points up there and it's under double figures.
Right now the Aggies with the basketball. 8 seconds. And that's going to be a. They're going to call a foul. That's got to be on the floor.
Well,
that shot was on the floor.
That's what he called.
He called it on the floor.
I don't even know.
It was way out here.
I don't even know who the foul was on now.
That's bad, right? He called. He pointed on the floor. They missed the free throw, but that shouldn't have been no points good. Zion Ewell's three-quarter court off the rim. But I mean, I know the score, but that was a mess. He fouled him. 5 foot from a free throw line and called it on the floor. And I think Coach Giddens is going to let them know about that. But we're going to take a break, come back. We'll recap this first half of the Aggies leading 44-27 here as we get ready to move into the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
In this area, we know what matters. Family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network. At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms, we work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early to late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Tucker, Coach Jerry Weems, Chris Herron, Heath Stroud, Heath Bone, and also Jeremy Character here live on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Coach, we look back. Right now, I mean, the score, 44-27, the Aggies, hot from three. Share some stats that'll show how we got to this point here at the half.
Well, we've given up 44 points, which is more than we normally give up in a half. But on the other hand, we're ahead of our offensive pace, 27 points, I think. We're probably averaging, I would say, under 50 for the year. So we're a little bit ahead of that pace on the offensive end. But when you look at the stats, the one that stands out is three-point shooting. They are 8-for-10 on three-point shots. That's 80% from the three-point line. But when you look at the other statistics on turnovers, we've turned it over 14 times, but we forced 11 out of them. And then on the rebounds, they've got 16, we've got 12, so not a big difference there. But overall, they've shot 15-for-28, which is over 50% from the floor. And I don't know how much longer they can continue that shooting, particularly the 80% on threes. And we've hit 9-for-32 missed, they've attempted, I think, more free throws here than we have. So we've got to, we've missed 6 free throws. That would cut into the deficit there a little bit. But the 8-for-10 on threes, that's just hard to overcome. And when you look at some individual scoring here, the Volunteers are actually pretty balanced. We've got Zion Newell that's come off the bench, has 7 points. Also 7 points, Colburn, a young freshman, came in and really gave us a spark there, I thought, in that second quarter. And then when you look at Silicaga, very balanced. They've got C.J. Franklin that's hit 3 three-pointers. He did all his damage in the first quarter with 9 points. Eric O'Neill has 8 points. And then you got Trevon Wright that has 10 points. So pretty balanced scoring there for the Aggies.
We're going to take a break, run a few spots, and get ready to come back and start the second half here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Elite Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at TimberEliteAuctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Elite Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and heavy-duty industrial supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9, they're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. He Stroud on the screen. Coach Jeremy Character on the stats. And Coach Chris Herron on the drive. Driven by Hill Auto Sales. Coach, we look back. What are the Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments? Coach, what are the Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments?
Well, I think
I'm the one been gone. You're the one not ready to go.
I think the volunteers, we still got to get the tempo better, you know, at our pace. It's, the game is going too fast, and we can't keep up offensively. And then, you know, we kind of settled down against the press a little bit, but we may expect another little onslaught here at the beginning of this half on the press. So we've got to be able to handle that better. And then, of course, shoot our free throws a little bit better, and we should be okay.
We'll transfer at this time out of the Williams Parts and Supply halftime show and into the Highway 9 tire third quarter.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Aggies will have the basketball to start the second half, leading 44-27. Coach Herron, was that the score of the second half? What was the score? 35-7, Indiana leads after the first half there in the semifinal football playoff game. Domination continues for Indiana.
Yeah, it looks like an Indiana-Miami final next week.
There's another open three-pointer, Coach. They're just not missing. Corbin Patterson drains that one.
That's 9-for-11.
Hall, good pass down low and unable to finish there is Boyd. That was a good look.
Yeah, but Taylor had one from the block on the right side and just couldn't make the shot.
They didn't put that basket. What was the score? I thought it was already 47.
No, they were 44 at the half.
Well, how did they score?
Okay,
that's right. That's right. Okay. 20 points.
Fatigue set in on you, Rusty.
Yeah. And there's a Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer by Braxton Young. That's a big one.
Well, Braxton, you know, I thought in the early minutes of this game we wouldn't see him anymore with the pain he was having, but showing his grit by being out there.
You can still see a little limp, but when the game picks up, you don't, Coach.
Yeah,
just kind of walking around.
When he's got to make a cut on the offense, he's wide open.
I think he's just – lots of times those spraying ankles, Coach, if you can play through the pain, you can.
That's
and
right.
I think that's what he's doing. And you got to – credit the young, the senior there for fighting through. And we're going to get called for the hold as we hold under the basket. That's going to be on Caden Glenn. He had his arm wrapped around.
Well, he got caught there in a bad spot and let the offensive player run down and get possession on it.
There's a wide open three. Miss. Are they going to? They're going to call Braxton Young for the foul, boxing out.
Yeah, Braxton too physical in there for him. Smallest man on the floor.
Gets called
for blocking out.
And because they kept moving, so he kept moving them back. I don't really agree with that, but that should be a charge. And it is. No, they're going to call a block. Oh, no.
Didn't he signal 14?
They did. Well, so they're saying he was fouled before he got to Caden. I guess. Caden was the one that took the charge. 6:29 to go. In the third. Highway 9 tire third quarter.
There's a jump ball. Caden Glenn reaches
in favor of the Volunteers. Ball's just sticking around enough. If they can make a run, Coach, they could get back into this thing.
And the Aggies coming with their press right here with a 17-point lead. J.D. Hall back in.
And we turn it over on the trap in the corner. And they drain the three. That's number 13, Joshua Spear. My goodness, they're on fire shooting the ball. And we turn it over again.
Well, this is that run that we couldn't let them have. And now
Josh Giddens going to call a Poultry South timeout here, and he's taking a full. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath, Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Braxton Young with a good head fake and jumper, but it does not go. And Aggies with a rebound. They're limiting us for the most part. There's a long three-pointer. My goodness, Coach. Corbin Patterson drains another one. They don't miss, do they?
I think that's 11 for 14.
That one was on out there, too. 55 to 30. Boyd down to Young. Young kicks it back out to Glenn. Glenn, good pump fake, jumper, good. Good to see him make a shot there from a little bit farther out. Maybe that'll get him going.
That might give him some confidence there.
55-32. And he's taking good shots, and he's not forcing. He just not getting them to fall. 4:55 to go here. There's a turnover as he steps on the side to Joshua Spear.
Right now, 23-point lead. And, the difference in this game is the flurry that they had with their pressure in the first quarter and then the other flurry that they had just a moment ago with their full-court press. Those two periods of time is what opened this game up.
Volunteers are going to have to make a run pretty soon if they're going to be in this game when it matters. There's another shot by Caden Glenn. Jumper good. 55-34.
Glenn with 4 points now here in this third quarter.
Coach talking with some Sylacauga Aggies. They led by 11 with 6 minutes to go Tuesday night against Briarwood and ended up falling by seven. And there's a little bit of a lazy pass and a good hustle by C.J. Franklin. He takes to the goal. It doesn't go, but he's fouled by Braxton Young. Are they thinking about calling this intentional? He went for the ball. Surely they're not thinking about
it. Anyway, they may be talking about who the foul was on, two or four. Well, now they're getting all three of the striped shirts together.
I think they're talking.
They call intentional foul.
On Taylor, and they're calling on Taylor Boyd.
All right, so that original foul is off of Braxton Young, and now it's on Taylor Boyd. And what this means is they'll get two shots plus the ball.
He missed the first, made the second.
Nobody knows what to do, and it's their ball.
Yeah, I think they're thinking they're going to get to keep shooting them. There was a little bit of a good drive to the basket there by Franklin, and he lays it up and in.
Yeah, just a good slash to the basket, and nobody could stop him.
24-point lead here for the Aggies. Down the hall, Hall playing hard down there, but unable to finish. There's a shot and rebound by Coburn. Coburn's been a positive player for sure tonight for the Vols.
Yeah, for a freshman, he's handling himself. He's still got a lot of maturing and growing to do. But he's got the chance to be a good player.
As we talk about it, he forces up a three a little bit too long.
Yeah, he was a little bit – he was way out beyond the three-point line. Probably a little bit better judgment needed on that one.
We talked him into that after bragging on him, didn't we?
Yeah, after we talked good about him, it made him do that. Him wanting to prove us right. I mean, everybody's listening.
Even the players. 58-34, the Aggie lead here. I tell you, what's he going to call? There it is. A charge is going to be called against number two, Corbin Patterson.
Well, and that was another slash to the basket that we didn't step in there and stop. I thought it was going to be a blocking foul, but we got away with one, I think.
I think because, and mainly we were set up, but we were very deep under the goal.
Yeah.
But in high school, you don't have the.
But we've got to do a better job on the ball to stop that penetration.
That looked a little bit Alabama and Vanderbilt just other than that, Coach.
Have you ever seen such bad
defense? That's what it looked like every time down the court.
Both teams that night were, I mean, they couldn't stop them, fouling them.
Auburn kind of looked the same against Georgia. Couldn't stop Georgia.
Yeah.
But when you just continue to drive to the basket like they were, it was. Caden Lynn fires up a three, no good, and rebound goes to the Aggies.
That was one I think Caden maybe forced.
Boy, JD's quick, isn't he? I mean, even in seeing things like that, JD makes moves and covers ground. I've seen nobody else match it, this year.
LJ Billingsley checks in for Caden Glenn.
Drugstore substitution.
Is this Billingsley's first appearance?
As far as I know, Coach, it is.
I can't recall him being out there.
There's a steal and smartly throws it off of.
Yeah, he saved that by throwing it off of Volunteer, who was laying out of bounds.
And now he throws it off of him again. Did Franklin. Right now, Coach, bless his heart, they're using number 15 right there, Tristan Wilson, for a target. And he's just hustling, doing what he's supposed to do. There's Wilson on the move. He's going to and he slides down. They're gonna call a travel.
Yeah, he was heading to the basket and planted, and just feet came out from under. I'm just wondering.
I think they need to check.
I'm wondering if there's moisture out here on the floor.
You think they would check for it after that? They didn't even go over and look. Jeremy, you got that first date. Thanks, Iowa. Yeah, see, now the thing is, the Sylacauga player finds it and says we need to wipe it up.
I'd hate to see somebody get injured. I'm thinking there may be some humidity developing.
I was going to send Jeremy down there with that First State Bank towel, but I'm glad they took care of it.
He could carry a stat sheet down there and get it up.
Oh, 58-34. If it continues to go like it is, the Volunteers would probably appreciate that, Coach. All joking aside, you got to give Sylacauga credit. And they turn it over here, but you got to give Sylacauga credit. I mean, they're 13-1 for a reason. They played a pretty tough schedule. And as hot as they've been tonight, they wouldn't too many teams in the state in a lot of classifications be able to beat them being as hot as they are tonight.
Well, you can see some things they've got going for them. They're shooting. Their defense is pretty good. Their transition game is excellent.
Billingsley's point blank shot, does it go? LJ Billingsley, that is. They got good length. They don't have a big guy, but they got good length.
Yeah, and they got people that can slash to the basket and draw fouls, like right here. You had C.J. Franklin go to the basket there and dished off. Great move there, but
they're going to call J.T. Coburn for the foul. First free throw was no good, wasn't it?
No good.
I guess I need to pay more attention. 1:11 to go here. In the Highway 9 tire third quarter, Vols trailing 58-34 to the Sylacauga Aggies. Second free throw's up, and it's no good. I mean, it is good, I should say. I was watching then and called it wrong, so I may do better when I don't watch. I don't know.
Third quarter winding down here.
Young with a basketball, 1:09 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Coburn with the ball top of the key. Over to LJ Billingsley, left wing. Billingsley, good look down to Newell. Newell pulls it back out. Newell over to Young. Pretty good movement here for the ball. Oh, Braxton with a good drive, and oh my goodness, I'm pretty sure he turned it over off his leg, but looks like we're going to get
the retained
possession.
I think Franklin maybe knocked it out.
Well, it looked like it went off of Braxton's thigh, though. But they're a lot closer to it than I am. And looks like we're going to get a foul by Aggie, number 11.
Yeah, they are closer than you, but most of the time you get more calls right this far away than they do.
And there's a finish by Coburn there after the loose ball, almost a turnover. 59-36.
9 points now for the youngster Coburn.
There's a shot up, no good. And Tristan Wilson couldn't gain it, knocked it out of bounds. Like we got an injury, Coach. Number 13, Joshua Spears, going back into the locker room. Keep that in mind. Not as much for tonight, but future. He's a key player, key starter there for the Aggies.
You know, Coach Jones is right. The official first, one of them, said that it was Sylacauga's ball.
And it should have been.
Yeah,
I mean, Tristan Wilson clearly touched it.
Yeah, and now they've changed it. These guys have had some problems with that tonight.
I mean, look, I'm going to call it both ways like I said, but that one was clear we knocked it out of bounds. They didn't have a player there to knock it out.
Shoot it.
Zion Ewell fires up the long three-pointer, kind of lost track of time, and that'll end the Highway 9 tire third quarter with the Aggies leading 59-36. We'll take a break and come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Hey.
Atkinson Homes is located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. They offer homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, with options that include 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms and multiple bath layouts. Services include home delivery, trim out, and financing assistance through a variety of programs. Warranties and new appliances are included with all homes. More information is available at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters, with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Blair Family Farm and Market is a local farm-to-table market tucked right into the Ashland countryside. The Blair family raises their products on the farm without antibiotics and offers a range of locally sourced products from neighbors they know and trust. In a world where food often comes boxed and far from home, Blair Family Farm and Market keeps things local. Located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland, open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6, Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Center Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now back to the action.
We come back here. Y'all got any stats there from the third? Coach, you got the stats there from the third.
All right, let's see. Five turnovers in that quarter, 4 for Sylacauga, and then the rebounds only 5-3 in that quarter. In favor of Sylacauga. But they continued their hot shooting from the three-point line.
As J.D. Hall drives to the basket, he's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting 2. Was that foul on number 1?
It was on number 0.
Number 0, okay. That being C.J. Franklin. Hall will go to the line shooting 2. And he makes the first. 59-37. Looking over at the bench, Coach, I see number 13, Joshua Spear, has made his way back to the bench after going to the locker room with a limp. Have we made – we hadn't made 2 free throws in a chance all night, have we?
Not consecutive, no. Yeah, we did. J.D. back in the first quarter.
Okay. Probably the first free throws we shot. 59-37, 7:14 to go here in the game. And we are in the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. Here from Sylacauga, Alabama, in a big area game. Sylacauga just looking to run clock and get out of here with a win to move themselves to 2-1 in area play.
Sylacauga being very patient on offense right now, which they should.
At this point, Coach, either one of these teams couldn't afford really another loss to have a chance to win the area, probably.
Probably not. But we're only halfway through.
You're right. But usually two losses is most of the time going to take you out of the – and there is a finish and a foul. That's number 4, Eric O'Neill, to go to the line shooting the and one, and the foul was on – who was the foul on?
Foul was on Taylor Boyd.
61-37 here.
This will be an and one attempt for O'Neill.
We appreciate all those watching with us on the Farr Associates Injury Attorneys video live stream tonight.
Now what?
Oh, that Coach Giddens is going to – they call Braxton Young for a technical foul right in front of the bench. and he got hit right at the scorer's table, and they didn't say nothing.
Well, we've got two officials and Coach Giddens over there talking. We'll see how this turns out. I didn't see what happened.
Well, I mean, we've been around Coach Josh Giddens long enough to know, and at this point of the game, he definitely saw something that he feels like needs to be attended to, or he wouldn't be reacting the way he's acting. And they gave Braxton a technical foul.
Apparently, it's something that no official saw.
They're discussing
except the end result when Braxton reacted to it is what they saw. It looks like they're going to, at this point, stick with a technical foul. I mean, I don't know. That's what they're
saying. We may end up with two here for it, so when I don't blame him.
I don't think the officials saw what happened. I think they saw how Braxton reacted to what happened. And they're not going to be able to change. And there's the technical on Coach Giddens. This is going to result in four free throws.
Well, and right, what Josh is doing, Coach Josh Giddens is doing here, Coach, is standing up for his players.
That's right. He's showing his support for his players.
And the first one's missed by Joshua Holtzclaw. And he missed the second one.
Well, and you've always heard that story about the refs. They're always going to get the second guy. And that's exactly what happened in this case.
And, Coach, he missed both of his technicals.
That helps. And now C.J. Franklin is going to shoot the other
two. And he missed his third.
They've missed three in a row. And the bad thing about this, they'll get the ball here as well.
Yeah.
Hang on, what are they going to do?
They're putting a sub in to shoot the free throw.
To shoot one free throw, Coach. He missed it, too. They missed all four of them, Coach.
They missed four free throws in a row. Well, the crowd, our crowd over the other
side.
It's
got involved there.
Yeah, they're into it now. Well, we don't know what happened.
The Blair Family Farm and Market fan update. The ball fans are still here and involved. What was that whistle about? Did Coach Giddens call a timeout?
All right, we're finally resuming play.
Missed four technical free throws, did the Aggies. And you can tell the intensity has picked up for the ball. And he's just out of control there, in my opinion. He gets bailed out a little bit.
Well, we haven't had any indication as to who the foul was on.
Did they just call the ball out of bounds?
Apparently, there was no foul.
Hang on,
now
there it is. Number 10, Caden Glenn.
Caden Glenn got nailed with the foul.
And I think this is a wise timeout by the Sylacauga bench coach, Joel Jones, to get his team, because they're getting a little mouthy, and he don't need his team to get in any issues here and miss any games. So, as they take this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
We welcome you back where the Aggies will be inbounding the ball with a lead 60. And there's a steal on the inbound. Taylor Boyd. We got numbers. 2-on-3. Good move to the basket by Taylor and lays it up and in. You can see some motivation here. You like to see that, Coach, for the Volunteers.
Well, maybe this will carry into the next game and certainly into the next game that we play Sylacauga. And Coach Jones with a 30-second timeout.
Is that
here.
The score or is it 62-41? I don't know. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll update the score when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
That's right.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
We welcome you back. Here as Indiana stretched their lead out to 42-7 over Oregon. Looks like they're going to coast on to championship game to face Miami Monday week. And there's going to be a foul as Taylor Boyd goes up and blocks the ball.
And they call intentional.
This is getting a little ridiculous. Who'd they call, Trending Glenn?
I'm not sure. I think so, and he just fouled out, I think. Well, he didn't foul out. Well, I think what's happening here, our focus is getting away from basketball and getting on to foolishness.
Did y'all see anything that happened, though? I didn't either. I mean, I saw the block shot, and maybe we fouled, but I didn't see what we...
Franklin makes both free throws, and now they'll get the ball back as well. And we've got...
You know what this should set up, Coach? A really fun game when Sylacauga comes to volunteer campus.
Well, if our focus would be on basketball.
I think it will be. I think our coaches will do a good job to get that. Fans need to be making their plans. I don't know what that date is, but you know, we've played really well there in games against Sylacauga in big games in the past. So.
I think it's Monday week, but I'm not sure. All right.
64-39 is the Aggie lead here, 5:40 to go. They get the ball inbounded. Good look down low. And they're going to get number 15 for the foul. Got him up in there, Coach. That's Tristan Wilson. And he committed the foul on the way down.
Monday, January 24th is when Sylacauga will come to Clay Central. 2 weeks from Monday.
Will that be the last area game?
Yeah, I think. We've got two this next week.
First free throw was up and good. Second one's no good, 65-39. Taylor Boyd with the rebound. Over to Braxton Young. Hall. Lost it, but regained it there with his quick hands. And he had a great pass down the board. He couldn't handle it. Braxton Young gets the loose ball, though. I tell you, they defend well, though, Coach. They don't give us any open looks from three many.
Yeah, they play good on the ball on the defensive end. We're still running our flex cuts, looking to get the ball to the right place.
Braxton Young will fire up a long three. It hits back rim, no good. If you look back, though, Coach, didn't they score 27 or something in the first?
It's 29 the first quarter.
I mean, so they almost scored half their points in the first quarter.
And it's leveled off 14 and 15 in the second and third.
There's a three-pointer up and no good by Spears. Balls with a rebound, and that's Hall goes the other way. And I don't know what they just called there. I don't know how they called that.
Just out of bounds, I guess.
Off of them, though. I didn't think they touched it. Taylor Boyd underneath gives a wide open lay-in, 65-41. There's a good finish at the basket for McMillan underneath for the Aggies, 67-41. Taylor Boyd fires up a long three, and it's no good. They did say it was touched. The Volunteers will retain possession.
Yeah, the official across the floor. But they're not going to change it.
He said it.
He told us, but they didn't change it. That's not good communication. They should have got together and talked about it.
He signaled that.
He was telling him that it was deflected.
C.J. Franklin drains the three, 70-41.
That's his fourth three in this game. First since the first quarter, though.
Hall with a shot no good. Put back no good by Boyd, and the rebound goes to number five, Tristan Whetstone. Franklin fires up another three. It's up no good. Whetstone, he's fouled. And Taylor Boyd come down on his foot, and he's grabbing his ankle. That's not good.
Yeah, now we got Taylor limping. We've got three players over at the scores table ready to check in.
Drugstore substitution's coming. Best don't make the first, and that should start the clock hot right now. For the 30-point lead.
Yeah.
I say go ahead and run her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they should.
I know it's supposed to be instant. If the scoreboard's right, that is. Free throw, no good. JT Copeland with a rebound. L.J. Billings with a basketball. Coburn, left wing, over to Zion Newell. Back to Braxton Young. Over to Billingsley, 2:50 to go here. Ball's trail by 30. Good fake by Braxton Young, but can't get the three to go.
We got two more people ready to check in.
That's going to be a change-up for them, Coach, if they get in the game.
That's going to throw them a real change-up.
We got a center and a left tackle coming in across the way. Noah Peterson and Chance Ham. Maybe they'll fire one up from deep. We may not get a stoppage of play to get them in, Coach Giddens. Oh, there it is. Here they come.
Well, they're going to be winded after these 2 minutes. And the clock's running, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's a running clock.
We got to get the ball in those two guys' hands somehow. Are we moving them around down there? This is kind of fun to watch, Coach. It's hard to watch a basketball. I got to watch other things. Zion Ewell fires up the three. Peterson had the rebound. I know. And then we're going to tie him up underneath. That is going Chance Hems will.
And it's our ball. We get the running inbound play.
Well, we're cleaning the floor with the clock running. You think these two guys, there would be some pretty good blockers down there on an inbound play. And Billingsley gets a good lay-in on the inbound play. Now, Coach Knight, you coached a lot of basketball, but you got two bodies like that on the inbound play. Seemed like you could get some people shielded pretty well down there.
Well, you ought to be able to set a good screen there. No question.
Billingsley will go to the line, shooting two. Clock stopped.
Well, they want these guys to get the play.
And he made the first. Look, they didn't even come give a man a five when he made the free throw. They said, you got to make them both before I give you one. Golly. That was, you talking about moving some folks there. He made them both, Coach.
He did. LJ.
71.
Calmly sunk them both. I don't even have him on the score sheet.
I don't either, Coach. Coburn goes down. He's fouled underneath. And he won't even get to shoot his free throws as the clock will run dry. 74-43. We'll get some stats. We'll recap this game. We'll move out of the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter and in to the Alta Point Health postgame show right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9 when we come back in just a minute.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we've built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you're looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, Coach Chris Hare, and we've got the whole crew on the road tonight. But, Coach, it wasn't a good night for volunteers as the boys and girls fall here in area play in Sylacauga to the Sylacauga Aggies. But share some stats that Jeremy Character's worked hard on or whatever you have to share here after these games tonight.
Well, first of all, we hit right close to our offensive average on 43 points. But the problem is we gave up 74. And The big thing tonight in this game, the first quarter, Sylacauga jumped out, scored 29 points in that first quarter and just sailed from that point on. They created the separation, and then the Volunteers played from tried to play out of a hole for the next three quarters. But 13 for 21, the Aggies at the three-point line tonight, and that was certainly a big key. They had four men in double figures. C.J. Franklin with 17 points. They had Eric O'Neill with 11, Travion Wright with 10, and Josh Spear with 10. Meanwhile, no double-figure scores for the Volunteers. The leading score was Ford. Jeremiah Ford Colburn had 9 points to lead scores tonight for the Volunteers. Zion Newell and Taylor Boyd had 7 points each, and then J.D. Hall had 5. So not a very great night offensively. We kind of sputtered with our three-point shooting, only making 3 for the game versus their 13. So, you know, the other stats pretty much in line, pretty equal, not a overwhelming difference in any of them. But that first quarter, particularly the first 4 minutes of the first quarter, certainly the difference in this game tonight. And the Volunteers now 1-2 in the area and have completed all 3 road games. There are 3 games left, all 3 at home. 2 of them will be this coming week as the Volunteers will come back home on Tuesday and Friday night. So, Rusty, that's how it looks tonight.
And, Coach, you mentioned those games. We'll be doing those games, or our plans. We'll be doing Tuesday night as we'll be hosting Shelby County. We're expecting the girls' game is scheduled to get an early start. We'll see if that's accurate. So we're expecting to start about 5:30. As it got the B team game starting at 4. We hope that's right. And then Briarwood will be on Friday night. You know, we're expecting about a 6 o'clock tip there for the girls' game. But we'll be covering those right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Coach, it's kind of tough. You come back. But there's still a lot to play for the Volunteers, and seeding is so important. That game against Shelby County, you definitely don't want to fall behind and get and play a one seed. But in all honesty, Coach, we've got 2 1 seeds, it looks like, in this area with Sylacauga and Briarwood.
Well, both of those teams very good. And, you know, we just witnessed this Sylacauga team. Well, they just lost to Briarwood Tuesday. So you're right, both of those clubs very good. And right now, our emphasis is going to be on Shelby County. We've got to beat Shelby County and stay out of that 4 spot because,
Number one, you won't be playing.
You won't be playing on somebody's home court.
That's right.
That's the main thing.
It's a main thing.
But
the Volunteers still got a lot. You know, they get these guys at home in Briarwood, and you look back at the game against Briarwood and tonight against Sylacauga, you just don't feel like neither one of those teams can shoot the ball the way they did the first time we played them when they come to our home.
You would hope not. I don't think a team can shoot 2 games in a row like they did tonight. 13 for 21 on threes, that's pretty good.
Absolutely, Coach. But we appreciate you listening here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the 42-14 with 4:19 left in the third there in the playoff game. We'll get to listen a little bit of that on the way home, but that don't sound too exciting either. So everybody be careful. It's traveling up the road. It's hearing us on this rainy night until Tuesday night. God bless and go Vols.